It's now time for Information Desk, our section that lets you know what's going on, what's coming up, and how to keep in contact.
First, we would like to say a big thank you to Violet Luckins for her Christmas card and the bag of goodies that will keep our volunteers going whilst doing their stint at Chatterbox. It is much appreciated. We would also like to say thank you to Mrs. S. Wright for your lovely card and the donation that we received this week. We are pleased that Mr. G. Grote enjoyed the pieces linked to Norwich City, and we hope to keep reporting regularly on the current championship leaders. We will check the problem memory stick that Mrs. M. Gaffrey returned, but we were delighted to know that we make such a difference on the days when you listen to Chatterbox. And thank you, Mrs. B. Smith, for the package of stamps, which we will forward to Vision Norfolk. Finally, listener Bessie Bremner contacted us with feedback on recent recordings. She was particularly pleased with the item on Michael Palin, having once had an enjoyable encounter with him on a train journey. She mentioned an item about Radio Norfolk. She totally agrees about the appalling music. Possibly okay for younger people, but she is not a fan. We welcome any feedback. Bessie also said, Happy Christmas to all.
Next, we have some listening recommendations from volunteer Mike Blythe. He has discovered some radio stations on the internet which can be accessed via Alexa or any smart speaker. Serenade Radio provides easily listening music, e.g. anything from Frank Sinatra to Music While You Work. And for those who enjoy classical music, as an alternative to classic FM, there is Scala Radio.
We have had a message from Norfolk and Waveney CCG, alerting us that Public Health England has published information specifically aimed at older people regarding the COVID-19 vaccination programme. This gives answers to questions that are often asked. Some extracts of this publication follow. Who should have the COVID-19 vaccines? The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, the JCVI, an independent expert group, has recommended that the NHS offers those vaccinations first to those at highest risk of catching the infection and of suffering serious complications if they catch the infection. This includes older adults, frontline health and social care workers, care home residents and staff, and those with certain clinical conditions. When more vaccine becomes available, the vaccines will be offered to other people at risk as soon as possible. Those who cannot have the vaccine. The vaccines do not contain living organisms, and so are safe for people with disorders of the immune system. These people may not respond so well to the vaccine. A very small number of people who are at risk of COVID-19 cannot have the vaccine. This includes people who have severe allergies to a component in the vaccine. Will the vaccine protect you? The COVID-19 vaccination will reduce the chance of you suffering from COVID-19 disease. It may take a few weeks for your body to build up protection from the virus. Like all medicines, no vaccine is completely effective. Some people may still get COVID-19 despite having the vaccination, but this should be less severe. I have had my flu vaccine. Do I need the COVID-19 vaccine as well? The flu vaccine does not protect you from COVID-19. As you are eligible for both vaccines, you should have them both, but normally separated by at least a week. Can you catch COVID-19 from the vaccine? You cannot catch COVID-19 from the vaccine, but it is possible to have caught COVID-19 and not realise you had the symptoms until after your vaccination appointment. Can you give COVID-19 to anyone after having the vaccine? The vaccine cannot give you COVID-19 infection, and two doses will reduce your chance of becoming seriously ill. We do not yet know whether it will stop you from catching and passing on the virus. So it is important to follow the guidance in your local area to protect those around you. The entire COVID-19 vaccination guide for older adults leaflet can be accessed from the .gov.uk website. However, if you are using assistive technology, such as a screen reader, and need a version of this document in a more accessible format, please email publication@phe.gov.uk. That's publication@phe.gov.uk with details of the assistive technology you use.
Finally, we have messages and information from Vision Norfolk. Mark Smith tells us that for a small donation, they have some virtual online tickets available for a panto to see Cinderella. This can be viewed live or on catch-up. People just need to let Mark know on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216. Or email Mark at mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. That's mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. And he will then issue them with a password code as a virtual ticket. The Norwich Audiobook Club will meet on the phone on Monday the 11th of January at 1:30, and we'll be discussing Whistling for Elephants by Sandy Toksvig. Books are available on CD or a USB memory stick from Mark and can be posted out to you. The photography group will be meeting online on Friday the 8th of January at 2 p.m. and Mark can supply the link if anyone would like to join in. The creative writing group will next be meeting on Tuesday the 19th of January, either online or by a phone link. And again, Mark can supply the joining details. For further details of any of these events, contact Mark on 01603 973 216 or mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. And finally, Mark sends a message. Can I please, on behalf of Vision Norfolk, wish all the Chatterbox listeners a very happy Christmas, and I hope we are soon able to offer more activities in the new year. And the Reverend Heather, chaplain of Vision Norfolk, also sends a message as follows. Hello everyone. It's been a strange and for many a difficult year. I'm glad though that through Chatterbox I can wish you all a very happy Christmas and a healthy new year. With love and blessings, Reverend Heather, chaplain of Vision Norfolk. And that's all we have from Information Desk.